Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good job it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the Johnson Boat Works Company, founded in 1896 by one, ready for this name, John O. Johnson. Johnson Boat Works, they've been a builder and developer of racing sailboats for over 120 years. But today, we're honoring them for something they did way back in the day. It's a TV commercial campaign that they rolled out during the 1980s when they were known simply as Johnson Boating. Now, you need to understand, man, obviously, if you're a boater, the state of Florida makes a lot of sense. Miami Vice had come out in the 1980s. They kind of made boating, especially speed boating, kind of a fun, sexy,
Johnson Outboard was one of the most popular motors you see on tons of boats back then.
So here's the thing. At this point, they said, you know what? Let's reach out outside of our the general people that'd be interested, because of Miami Vice, there's a lot of interest in this. So in the 1980s, this is a commercial they released. Just take a listen.
Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
You and your Johnson. A way of life for over 50 years.
Yeah, they mean the boat.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and play that again. This is, let's take advantage of the surge in popularity of the interest of boating. So basically, it's just a guy. He's got a hot chick, and they're on his boat. Oh, and they keep showing the boat from different angles. And
Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
I just want to grab
Johnson. A way of life for over 50 years.
He's correct. At 55, I can promise you, it's been a way of life.
I just want to grab that drop.
You, your girl, and your Johnson. Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Hell yeah!
You and your Johnson. A way of life for over 50 years.
Who needs a girl when you got your Johnson?
Yeah.
Good God, man. That's that is one of my favorite jingles ever
girl
now.
And Johnson.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve, throw a hook. Could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, 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 Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, George. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
All right, Jorge, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, Mr. Hill.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories today. We offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to extreme violence.
I'm going to go Seriously this time.
A Las Vegas convenience store clerk was arrested for beating a man with a baseball bat. for taking too much of a free product. Las Vegas police arrested 47-year-old Myron Bully. Yes, Bully. They arrested him last week on suspicion of attempted murder and battery with a deadly weapon. In their arrest report, they said they got a call in the early morning about a person bleeding near an Arco gas station. Officers found the victim lying near the sidewalk with his face covered in blood. The man said he could not remember what happened, and he was taken to the hospital. Now, staff members later told police the man was suffering from two different brain bleeds, multiple skull fractures, and multiple facial bone fractures. Now, the person who called 911 told police he saw the victim on the ground while pumping gas and asked the store clerk to call 911. The clerk responded, quote, "I'm not going to call 911. He better have learned a lesson." The clerk, who is Bully, told officers he was upset when the victim took too much of something, so he told the victim to leave. The victim said he wouldn't leave without his food, so Bully pushed him out and hit him with a baseball bat. As police took him into custody, Bully complained that the victim, quote, started talking S. Now, surveillance video from inside of the store showed Bully hit him multiple times. Bully's being held at a Clark County Detention Center on $10,000 bail. Now, the question is, what did the victim take too much of before getting hit upside the head with a bat multiple times? Did he grab too much ice? Did he grab too much soda? Did he grab too much nacho cheese? Or did he grab too many hot sauce packets? So ice, soda, nacho cheese, or hot sauce packets?
I want to go hot sauce packets. This is a random.
George, I'm going to join you.
Is that what you would grab, George? I would. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to kid you.
I mean, if I'm getting food from a gas station.
I'm great. If you got those packets, brother, I'm...
The slough slathering yes. And flavor.
I try to decide if it's ice or soda. But I'm going to go with soda, because I used to do this trick all the time, too.
What did you do to get, like, extra soda?
Well, sometimes you would fill it up and then kind of drink it down a little bit and add a little more soda.
But how many... I think every cashier allowed for the, let me sip the foamy bubbles off the top. How much were you sucking out of there?
Well, I never got beat up for it. I'm just saying, I think this guy did. I think he found out what the line was.
Oh, okay. You're saying he's just guzzling.
This guy got beaten with a baseball bat for taking too much of ice, soda, nacho cheese, or hot sauce packets. We'll find out next.
Oh, come on, you mother.
All right, hang on.
Saturday nights, distant lights. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is the brand new one, Seriously on Profile. This is the Las Vegas store clerk who was a little upset with a customer because he took too much of a product in their store, so he beat him with a baseball bat. What did the customer take too much of? Ice, soda, nacho cheese, or hot sauce packets?
George, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with E.T. Smith. Obviously, you're a soda thief at the 7-Eleven style when you can fill your own.
Yeah.
Take a couple swigs. However, not this case.
All right.
George, you and Miles Montgomery, you both agree, probably hot sauce, man. They got the packets. Why not grab a handful? Nope. That was not the answer, George. George, I'm going to tell you right now, if you go to an Arco convenience store, don't take too much of the nacho cheese, because that will get you beating. Oh, yeah. Too much nacho cheese. Now, I don't know how much nacho cheese. Now, keep in mind, the guy bought the nachos.
Did he open up a bag and just start pumping it in, or like?
No, he bought the nachos.
Oh.
And you know, you go to that little thing and squirt cheese. Now, I don't know how much cheese my man was putting in his order of nachos, but convenience store clerk wasn't having it. Hmm. And beat him with a baseball bat to the point that he has an attempted murder charge against him for nacho cheese.
And Miles, I can attest, if you're in high school and a bunch of your friends constantly buy small bags of Doritos and put nacho cheese on them, eventually they'll tell you to stop.
I did not know that.
Now we thought we were so slick, and after a couple days, the guy's like, no, you got to buy the nachos or you don't get nacho cheese.
We're going, okay.
Yeah.
And then he threatened you with a bag. You just kept sipping on your Coke and filling the bag. All right.
Tell me more.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers.
Okay.
The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right. The title I says have teams of talents for writers. Something come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The nationwide store Big Lots has announced it has filed for bankruptcy and will be closing stores. In a related story, if you've lived by a Big Lots, you now live by a Spirit Halloween.
Ted Smith, Fallon.
I would say that's me with an assist from the writers.
All right, all right.
It's all you. Natural Ted talent.
I mean, it's the truth, though, right?
Yeah, you're not kidding, dude. Yeah.
I mean, Spirit Halloween just pop up. Red Lobster is exiting bankruptcy and will now run their restaurants. I don't know. I don't want to say how they are saving money, but the lobster is now in quotations.
Fallon.
Colbert?
Fallon.
Red Lobster is exiting bankruptcy and will operate their restaurants. I don't want to say how they're saving money, but it's not good that the lobster is now in quotations.
Football is back, and this year players will have an option to wear those protective helmet bumpers. They need to come up with a better design for that. One of the reasons players have been reluctant to wear them is because when your head tilts back, which happens often, a piece of candy pops out of your neck. You also know the sport is too dangerous when even your helmet needs helmets.
Come on.
Kimmel.
That is Kimmel.
Jets, this year, you know, players have the option to wear these protective helmet bumpers. They do need to come up with a better design than that. And one of the reasons the players have been unwilling to wear them is because, you know, when your head tilts backwards, which it does often, a piece of candy pops out of your neck. And you know a sport is too dangerous when even the helmets need helmets.
I get why they wear those things.
Yeah.
But it does look crazy. It just makes the helmet look so massive.
It looks like a bobblehead.
I only saw one guy this past weekend wearing one. It was a safety, I believe. And it was, and like the announcers even made it a point to point it out. So just kind of, you know, scanning across all the players, and you can't help but notice him because his head looks, you know, marginally larger.
Just get him in the team colors or the helmet color.
He did have it in the helmet color.
Right, they
did. For regular season, that's the thing. It had the team logo. It had the stripe. God, I wish I could remember the team. But you're like, maybe you're coming off an injury, but you look ridiculous.
Elon Musk is set to be the world's first trillionaire by 2027. People are worried once he becomes a trillionaire, he might get weird.
Fallon.
That is Fallon.
Elon Musk is on pace to become the world's first trillionaire by 2027. People are worried that once he becomes a trillionaire, he might get weird.
By the way, Ted, someone here on the text line says the old Bartels drugstore in University Place, now Spirit Halloween.
I know exactly where that's at.
Yeah, I got to figure out.
You're not wrong, dude. That's where it goes.
If you're that close, stop by Archie McPhee's on 45th there.
Yeah, because the one that pops up by us every year, like that.
It's not Party City.
Well, there used to be a Party City in there. It's not. So now, though, in like, I mean, I would think that either next week, it'll be a Spirit.
Yeah. And then next year, it'll be a Liberty Tax Service.
And yes. By the way, real quick, Ted, this is for request.
Saturday nights, distant lights, you, your girl, and your Johnson.
choice.
You and your Johnson, a way of life for over 50 years.
The jingle's good. He kind of scares me at the end.
Oh, man.
You and your Johnson.
Yeah. How old are you?
Oh, weird segue, but I will call my mom as soon as we're off the air and say, Mom, I'm sorry. I've been giving her crap for years. Thought she was wasting time watching game shows. I was wrong. Turns out, game shows aren't just entertaining and help you pass time. They also sharpen your brain. It's according to experts that say it can boost your problem-solving skills, improve memory, and strengthen your mind. Game shows make you pay close attention, quickly process information, and either problem-solve or recall knowledge.
Hopefully that. Within a quick amount of time.
Well, you're competing against the people. That's what I like about Jeopardy. And I say this to the kids. They go, how do you know blank? And I go, I didn't know blank. And like a lot of these people on Jeopardy, they don't know blank. A lot of them know a ton of stuff. But there is a clue in the question.
Right?
So whatever's in your head, you can eliminate 95% of what it could have been. Look for the clues. And then you have X amount of time to answer it. And whatever you've come up with is probably right.
You're right, man. And I mean, I love watching Jeopardy.
Yeah, seriously.
What kind of TV shows, game-wise, does your mom watch? Like, do you know?
I don't know. I just know, like, I called her today. I was just like, you watching the Game Show Network? And, you know, she's 80.
Oh, the network. Wow, okay.
Right. But, so she has the volume up, and she's always like, well, how do you know? And I'm like, well, I can hear the dings. Right? So I think it's a lot of old Family Feud, like, what's it, $100,000 Pyramid?
They also do a lot of Match Game on there. What's that? There was one with an old one with Alex Trebek, like Concentration. Is that what it was called?
I think so. Yeah. So, like, that's the other funny thing I always tell people is that, like, when I was a kid, like, if you were homesick, you would Price is Right was like the greatest one to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there was midday game shows. Like, my grandmother, Grandma Smith, was obsessed with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she did, right? There was a Wheel of Fortune during the day,
$10,000 Pyramid.
Yeah, right. And
pyramid.
Mike, you're right. There was some game with Alex Trebek. I remember it was almost like a memory, like that memory game.
Let's make a deal.
He didn't do anything hokey. Like, Alex Trebek, like, if we're going to do a game show with me on it, they have to know S.
One of the neurologists in the study said, quote, watch the game shows. This engages numerous networks in the brain in an engaging, enjoyable way, which also enhances learning.
All right, good.
Which is the truth, right?
I'm surprised with the new lifestyle your mom's living, they don't have like a game night. As far as board games or card games. Or
well, they have bingo. I know there's a bingo night. I'm keeping current, sure, because I enjoy bingo. But I was informed this morning that yesterday they had a guest speaker on baseball.
Oh,
where is she living? Good God, man.
You know what, to their credit, they do stuff like every day.
Yeah.
She was like, I really like the baseball one. So, all right.
Cool.
She, you know, my mom grew up just with sisters. So I think she was kind of her dad's kind of little boy. So she always loved baseball. Still to this day, that's the number one sport for her. speaking of sports a little bit. Let's see. Sunday Night Football began 2006. Pink was the performer of the theme song in that debut season. I forgot about that.
I totally forgot about that.
Also, I know she was just in town down in Tacoma. I was talking to somebody the other day. Apparently, Pink puts on an amazing show. Like, her voice is that strong. This guy has been to so many shows. He was like, the acrobatic parts is newer, but he's like, her voice is amazing. So next time Pink's in town, I'm going.
I'll do it.
But she, Pink's, Sunday Night Football theme only lasted a year. Then she was replaced by Faith Hill for the next 5 years. After that, Carrie Underwood started it. She just kicked off the 12th straight year. But basically, Sunday Night Football wanted Carrie Underwood from the jump.
Oh, really?
But she, right. One of the executive producers of, NBC's NFL coverage, that's who they wanted. They wanted Carrie for that, but she was fresh off her American Idol win, was overwhelmed with commitment. So she actually turned it down.
Probably Idol owned her for like 2 years after, year after, too.
NFL's got to
do the
to
tours.
Buy
yeah. I know, she did, like, but,
well, also, I would say, too, though, that, like, when that first started, like, I don't think I even realized. It was still like, well, Monday Night Football is Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
But now... And most people have ESPN, but whatever. But, like, yeah, like to me, the Sunday night game on NBC is what Monday Night Football used to be.
It is.
You get it on every, you know what I mean? Even if you still have an antenna, everybody in the country can watch Sunday Night Football.
And it's fresh on your football day.
Yeah.
Right? Assuming there's no overtime or anything crazy, you get this hour and a half before it starts up. It shows you all the replays of everything that happened before. And then, yeah, it's just kind of consistent. Like, put it this way. I don't mind doing work Monday through Friday.
Right.
So to me, like Sunday, when I'm watching football, like, you want to throw in a primetime game? No problem, man. I'm cool. I'm already in football mind. You know, I feel like, and I never had a problem with Monday night football. Still do not. But Sunday night makes more sense to me. That's where my brain is. I'm all football. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, it's almost weird now. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, it took us forever to get cable. So, like, we barely saw Sunday night football because it was on ESPN. It was, and then they used to do, I want to say, like, in your local markets, they put it on a local channel.
So if that your team was playing,
If your team was playing, so you could still see it. But it was just, it was wild. So, yeah, now it's completely changed. Like I said, I think Sunday night football is the main game of the week. But, yeah, but, you know, she turned it down. And then when Faith finally stepped down, NBC went to Carrie Underwood again. And, you know, obviously the rest is history. And that is a huge spot to sing those songs. I was telling Mike that when I was a kid, I did not realize Hank Williams Jr. was like a famous country artist.
He was just from football.
Right. And I had to be 19 or 20 before I knew All My Rowdy Friends was a real song. I thought it was literally just the song they played before Monday Night Football.
I did too, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I really did. And the first time I heard the actual song, my first thought was, oh, he extended this and made it something else. And I'm like, are you stupid?
Well, before,
like,
before Garth Brooks made it big. I mean, in West Virginia, you just heard Hank Williams Jr.
Sure.
On the jukebox, everywhere you went, everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, always.
Let's see. The Tonight Show is going to go to four nights a week. This really isn't that big of a deal. Most of the late night shows only do shows Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday.
Right.
And then Friday they take off. Jimmy Fallon, right. They usually do a repeat. He was the only one still doing a live show five nights a week. Everybody else only does four. I mean, Kimmel takes off summers for the last couple of years. So Fallon still signed on till 2028. But now the Friday show will be a repeat. I also think, too, like, I don't, TV, I don't, I have no idea how to edit video, right? I know how to edit up audio all day long. But it's all, seems like if Mike can do all that stuff and, you know, edit up stuff for us, it's like, there's got to be somebody on the Tonight Show.
That was Friday night's greatest hits from the week. Best interview.
Thank you, Miles.
Best skit that you do, best parody song, best whatever. Just throw them all together and give them to you on Friday.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Instead of just putting on an older show, like, why not just take the best of the week? Yeah. Mike, do you have an answer? Mike?
Well, I have an interview on next week, so I might not be here.
here's what we can do in the summer, you know, the 3 months of summer.
Oh, there you go.
We can take all the best parts of the week, you see, and then put it in one Friday show.
You're on to something there, Miles.
Our show's not good enough to even get a Friday show out of it. That's our problem.
45 minutes. Right.
Some stuff for you tonight. I think a lot of people might be watching a debate. They might want to check that out. Last night was the first episode of The Wheel of Fortune with Ryan Seacrest and Vanna White together. But tonight they'll be over on Bravo and Watch What Happens Live. So that'd be kind of interesting to see what they say. They've obviously already taped these episodes, but now they're airing. They can kind of talk about it more.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. The California Public Works Safety Crew is sorry that it sparked a 5,000-acre wildfire.
Yeah.
To India, where fake doctor watching YouTube videos is doing surgery, which sounds like satire. Missing cat in Texas is found through a microchip 2,000 miles away. Meanwhile, a Florida dog missing for 2 years found in Oklahoma as a stray. And never good when another place knocks off your plane's tailwind. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we go to India, where a local quote-unquote doctor is on the run. A 15-year-old was admitted to the hospital due to excessive vomiting. In spite of his symptoms subsiding after being admitted, one of the doctors sent his father on an errand to get him out of the building, feeling the need to operate on the boy to remove a gallstone that he believed was causing the vomiting. When the boy came out of surgery, he complained of severe abdominal pain, worrying his family, who were shouted at by the surgeon, asking them if they were doctors. He then declared that he needed to go to another hospital for his complications, but the young man unfortunately passed from his condition on the way, being left on the steps by the doctor, who has since fled without a trace.
Jeez.
Authorities were alerted, and the doctor has outstanding charges to answer for, but has yet to be found, leading them to believe that he wasn't a doctor at all.
You know, I consider that story for who sucks less, but it's too easy because it's like, well, we know he sucks the most.
Right. That's just an absolute awful human being. And
he's watching YouTube videos to do it.
I forgot to even put that in the story. My bad.
That's one thing to keep in mind. He did the surgery while watching YouTube videos. So in other words, he did it as well as any of us would do if I'm just following along with YouTube.
Right.
But then they have the gall to yell at.
Right. Are you a doctor?
Right. And look, even if he was a legitimate doctor, that's not the way to handle it.
Correct.
Come on, man.
My kid's coming out of the surgery just complaining of abdominal pain. Yeah, I'm a little upset.
Yeah.
In other news to Atlanta, where things got a little delayed at the airport, it's lost on nobody that a lot goes into every moment, every movement that is made by planes at all stages of a flight, a system that, while effective, isn't foolproof, apparently. A flight leaving Atlanta faced a delay after suffering an accident on the tarmac, managing to hit another plane with its wing while taxiing and knocking the tail off of the smaller plane. While both flights suffered their own delays, operations at the airport continued fairly smoothly, and the FAA has launched an investigation.
I'd be happy to have the delay if you're like, oh, someone has knocked the tail off of the plane. But cool. Yeah. All right. I will gladly wait.
That's an excuse. You're like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Makes
all right,
sense.
Yeah.
Let me back into the gate. I'll go grab another beer. Sometimes problems are caused by those attempting to prevent them. We go to California, where authorities responded to a fire. The blaze spread to the point that more than 1,400 homes had to be evacuated to the area, and more than 1,000 firefighters were called to respond, but it didn't take long to figure out the source. The wildfire was started near an airport as crews were attempting to keep people away from the particularly dry area. They'd used heavy equipment to move boulders and barricades in the way of the road to keep cars and motorcycles away so they didn't accidentally ignite the dry brush. But metal meeting rock created a spark that created what they were trying to prevent. There were a couple people that needed medical attention in response to the fire. Man.
That's just a bad... I mean, I get it.
That's brutal.
But that's a bad look.
Right. Just scraped it and then... Doggone it!
Oh, no.
And now you did it. Now you did it. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth...
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to a place known as Enid, Oklahoma, where a family made an interesting find. One day, a young lady found a dog wandering around her house and decided to investigate the stray. She was friendly. She was a friendly pit bull that appeared to be lost, and the woman posted her photo all over social media with the intent of reuniting her with her owner. But nobody responded. She finally used the help of a friend who works as a groomer who discovered that she was microchipped. They put a quote-unquote found dog report out using the name that was on file, and within 10 minutes, her owners were giving her a call. After information was exchanged, the story unfolded that the dog had wandered off 2 years ago and traveled 900 miles from Pensacola, Florida. The family immediately made the trek to Oklahoma, where they were reunited with their beloved pet, who was just as happy to see him.
Well, anybody's ever spending time in Pensacola, they'll tell you that he got to leave.
It's a place to get out of.
It is definitely a place to get out of.
Yeah, but he went to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Right? No kidding, right?
Says a lot about Pensacola.
Not to be outdone, we go to Massachusetts, where another animal was found. A skinny stray cat had been brought into a local humane society after having been found, and they ran his microchip. The information on the file said that the cat was indeed marked as missing on the registry, but he had been missing for 3 years from his family in Texas, 2,000 miles away. His owner made the 26-hour drive to pick up the missing feline.
Good
what
Lord.
What's going on? I know. How do these animals survive that long and get that far?
And do you put them back in a home, like somebody's house at that point? Like, doesn't it make them kind of feral?
Right? I don't know. Men's Room Sports! The first week of the KISW fantasy football season has concluded, and with an impressive score of 125.18, the winner of week one is 90 pounds of D.
Yeah.
Score one for the men's room. The Thrill Hill and Ted Smith, congratulations, you two. You beat the touchdown tacos by a score of 125-99. On the other side, we had a rousing
hard
bout.
Doing all the heavy lifting, Thrill.
Hey, man, you know, I appreciate what you do.
On the other side, we had a rousing bout between the Bowie Buddies and the Big Black Hawks. And despite having Christian McCaffrey, Justin Jefferson, and A.J. Brown, the Bowie Buddies beat us by 10 points.
Ah!
Which also puts the Big Black Hawks in last place for week one.
Oh, no.
Meaning either Miles Montgomery or myself face the punishment of getting up early in the morning to get on the Daily Mix Morning Show to do a segment.
We'll I just want to say this. If you don't know, the one way we agreed to do this draft is your quarterback and your defense had to rank in the bottom.
Of the lowest.
The lowest in the league as of last year.
Correct. Right?
So who knows? Maybe Daniel Jones is the next Patrick Mahomes.
Do we start Nicks?
We start Bryce Young. I wasn't going to start Nicks against the Seahawks. But then again, it wouldn't have helped. We look to next week where we're where there's infighting between shows as the reigning champs in 90 pounds of D take on the Big Black Hawks and the Bowie Buddies battle the touchdown tacos. More to come on that later. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, the San Diego Padres are in town taking on your Seattle Mariners in a three-game series starting tonight. That game starts at 6:40 over en route with George Kirby getting the start. And as far as your weather, we got a little rain moving in tonight that'll cool things down to a brisk 57 degrees. That opens it up for tomorrow, we can expect mostly cloudy skies with a low chance of rain. And
the men's room.
returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. The California Public Works Safety Crew is sorry that it sparked a 5,000-acre wildfire.
Yeah.
To India, where fake doctor watching YouTube videos is doing surgery, which sounds like satire. Missing cat in Texas is found through a microchip 2,000 miles away. Meanwhile, a Florida dog missing for 2 years found in Oklahoma as a stray. And never good when another place knocks off your plane's tailwind. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we go to India, where a local quote-unquote doctor is on the run. A 15-year-old was admitted to the hospital due to excessive vomiting. In spite of his symptoms subsiding after being admitted, one of the doctors sent his father on an errand to get him out of the building, feeling the need to operate on the boy to remove a gallstone that he believed was causing the vomiting. When the boy came out of surgery, he complained of severe abdominal pain, worrying his family, who were shouted at by the surgeon, asking them if they were doctors. He then declared that he needed to go to another hospital for his complications, but the young man unfortunately passed from his condition on the way, being left on the steps by the doctor, who has since fled without a trace.
Jeez.
Authorities were alerted, and the doctor has outstanding charges to answer for, but has yet to be found, leading them to believe that he wasn't a doctor at all.
You know, I consider that story for who sucks less, but it's too easy because it's like, well, we know he sucks the most.
Right. That's just an absolute awful human being. And
he's watching YouTube videos to do it.
I forgot to even put that in the story. My bad.
That's one thing to keep in mind. He did the surgery while watching YouTube videos. So in other words, he did it as well as any of us would do if I'm just following along with YouTube.
Right.
But then they have the gall to yell at.
Right. Are you a doctor?
Right. And look, even if he was a legitimate doctor, that's not the way to handle it.
Correct.
Come on, man.
My kid's coming out of the surgery just complaining of abdominal pain. Yeah, I'm a little upset.
Yeah.
In other news, to Atlanta, where things got a little delayed at the airport, it's lost on nobody that a lot goes into every movement that is made by planes at all stages of a flight, a system that, while effective, isn't foolproof, apparently. A flight leaving Atlanta faced a delay after suffering an accident on the tarmac, managing to hit another plane with its wing while taxiing and knocking the tail off of the smaller plane. While both flights suffered their own delays, operations at the airport continued fairly smoothly, and the FAA has launched an investigation.
I'd be happy to have the delay if you're like, oh, someone just knocked the tail off of the plane. But cool. Yeah. All right. I will gladly wait.
That's an excuse. You're like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Let me back into the gate. I'll go grab another beer. Sometimes problems are caused by those attempting to prevent them. We go to California, where authorities responded to a fire. The blaze spread to the point that more than 1,400 homes had to be evacuated to the area, and more than 1,000 firefighters were called to respond, but it didn't take long to figure out the source. The wildfire was started near an airport as crews were attempting to keep people away from the particularly dry area. They'd used heavy equipment to move boulders and barricades in the way of the road to keep cars and motorcycles away so they didn't accidentally ignite the dry brush. But metal meeting rock created a spark that created what they were trying to prevent. There were a couple people that needed medical attention to respond to the fire.
Man. That's just the bad. I mean, I get it.
That's brutal.
But that's a bad look.
Right. Just scraped it and then. Doggone it.
Oh, no.
And now you did it. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to a place known as Enid, Oklahoma, where a family made an interesting find. One day, a young lady found a dog wandering around her house and decided to investigate the stray. She was friendly. She was a friendly pit bull that appeared to be lost, and the woman posted her photo all over social media with the intent of reuniting her with her owner. But nobody responded. She finally used the help of a friend who works as a groomer who discovered that she was microchipped. They put a quote-unquote found dog report out using the name that was on file, and within 10 minutes, her owners were giving her a call. After information was exchanged, the story unfolded that the dog had wandered off 2 years ago and traveled 900 miles from Pensacola, Florida. The family immediately made the trek to Oklahoma, where they were reunited with their beloved pet, who was just as happy to see him.
Well, anybody's ever spending time in Pensacola, they'll tell you that you got
to
leave.
It's a place to get out of.
It is definitely a place to get out of.
Yeah, but he went to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Right? No kidding, right?
Says a lot about Pensacola.
Not to be outdone, we go to Massachusetts, where another animal was found. A skinny stray cat had been brought into a local humane society after having been found, and they ran his microchip. The information on the file said that the cat was indeed marked as missing on the registry, but he had been missing for 3 years from his family in Texas, 2,000 miles away. His owner made the 26-hour drive to pick up the missing feline.
Good
what
Lord.
What's going on?
I know. How do these animals survive that long and get that far?
And do you put them back in a home, like somebody's house at that point? Like, doesn't it make them kind of feral?
Right? I don't know. Men's Room Sports. The first week of the KISW fantasy football season has concluded, and with an impressive score of 125.18, the winner of week one is
90 pounds of D.
Yeah. Score one for the men's room. See the Thrill Hill and Ted Smith. Congratulations, you two. You beat the touchdown tacos by a score of 125-99. On the other side, we had a rousing
hard
bout.
Doing all the heavy lifting, Thrill.
Hey, man, you know, I appreciate what you do.
On the other side, we had a rousing bout between the Bowie Buddies and the Big Black Hawks. And despite having Christian McCaffrey, Justin Jefferson, and A.J. Brown, the Bowie Buddies beat us by 10 points.
Ah!
Which also puts the Big Black Hawks in last place
for week one.
Oh, no.
Meaning either Miles Montgomery or myself face the punishment of getting up early in the morning to get on the Daily Mix Morning Show to do a segment.
We'll I just want to say this. If you don't know, the one way we agreed to do this draft is your quarterback and your defense had to rank in the bottom.
Of the lowest.
The lowest in the league as of last year.
Correct. Right?
So who knows? Maybe Daniel Jones is the next Patrick Mahomes.
Do we start Bryce Young?
I wasn't going to start Nicks against the Seahawks. But then again, it wouldn't have helped. We look to next week where we're where there's infighting between shows as the reigning champs in 90 pounds of D take on the Big Black Hawks and the Bowie Buddies battle the touchdown tacos. More to come on that later. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, the San Diego Padres are in town taking on your Seattle Mariners in a three-game series starting tonight. That game starts at 6:40 over on Route with George Kirby getting the start. And as far as your weather, we've got a little rain moving in tonight that'll cool things down to a brisk 57 degrees. That opens it up for tomorrow, we can expect mostly cloudy skies with a low chance of rain and temperatures topping out right around 65. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Jolene is back, and she's up next. We'll see you tomorrow for the return of Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.